If you want to track the economic prospects of a nation, you don't need to spend so much time checking out its banking system, its debt ratios, or its stock prices. You can apparently learn a lot about a country just by checking the temperature. Look at a map, and it becomes clear. Poor countries tend to be close to the equator. Wealthier countries are in cooler climates. Hot equals poor. Cool equals rich. Many researchers say this is a historical accident, but a new study finds a strong link. Temperature really does have an effect on economic growth. NPR's David Kestenbaum with our Planet Money team reports.
This puzzle has been around for hundreds of years. The French writer Montesquieu thought about it way back in the 1700s. Of course, now we have a lot better data, and the numbers are striking. Ben Olken is an economist at MIT.
If you look at the data, every degree, 1 degree centigrade of higher average temperature reduces a country's per capita gross domestic product by about 8.5 percentage points.
That's a huge drop. He showed me a chart, and yep, cool places, Norway, Germany, France, the U.S., all strong economies. Then at the other end, there's poverty. Cambodia, Liberia, Congo.
It's a very, very strong line in the data. It really strikes you.
But who knows? It could be temperature, it could be the effects of colonialism, it could be just chance. So Olken and his colleagues said, look, let's forget about the differences between countries. Let's look within a country. Does a hot year hurt the economy? And they found something striking. In poor countries, a year that was, say, warmer by 1 degree centigrade, those years also had lower GDP by about 1%.
Which is an enormous magnitude. I mean, one might argue that the difference between kind of a recession, you know, where you have zero growth and a great economy that's buzzing along, maybe, say, 3% annual growth, that's 3 percentage points difference. So 1 degree centigrade explaining 1.1% percentage points, it's a really huge effect of temperature.
So a year that's, say, 1 degree warmer could be the difference between a recession and a more normally growing economy.
That's right. That's right.
Now, it's unclear exactly why high temperatures would have this effect. It might be that crop yields go down or that disease is more of a problem. Or it might just be what you could call the sloth theory. It's hard to work when it's hot out. Who wants to mow the lawn in August?
This stuff is not implausible. If you look back at the U.S. before the advent of air conditioning, you know, there were times when the federal government would shut down because it was just too hot out. One of the takeaways that I have from this paper is it seems like the economic impacts of increased temperature in poor countries are going to be very severe.
Rich countries, by the way, their economies did not seem to be affected. Warm year, cold year, it didn't matter. Maybe because of air conditioning. William Easterly, an economist at NYU, says the new study is fascinating, but he is not convinced.
It's way too soon to just take one statistical finding and say we've solved a 500-year-old problem of why temperature and per capita income are associated with each other.
Easterly subscribes to a less numerical explanation.
Roughly speaking, goes something like this, that, you know, by some confluence of factors that we don't have to get into, it was sort of Europeans who discovered first how to set up a sort of prosperous market economy. And so they were the ones who kind of hit upon how to do that first.
This, he says, was the huge, important innovation. Why didn't the poorer countries catch up? Well, slavery is one reason.
Europe and America benefited from the profits of the slave trade, and Africa was obviously permanently harmed by the slave trade.
The good news, he says, is that there are some countries bucking the trend. Singapore is just about on the equator and doing quite well. Indonesia is growing fast. And for Easterly, this is the great hope of global trade. Cold or hot, countries can adapt and grow to overcome geography, climate, and eventually their history. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.